The five-letter ghost. The five-letter ghost has followed me again today. I stood up early this morning, woken up by my neighbor using his Climacras floor loom. I opened the window for fresh air. Aquí está de nuevo, la verde, cruzando la calle. Lo lleva en San Cedifo y no como de costumbre. Al moverse deja aparecer la andorrana. Ahí, como siempre, probably selling the Teo Cabanel's one or other Ace cosmetics. I make some coffee and turn on the radio. Oh please, John, shut up if it's meaningless.
But I say it just to reach you, Julia.
Si le pide pelar la yuca, me pongo a llorar. I turn it off and go check my emails. Nothing. Spams and newsletters. And her. Again. Amazon's new book. Dime quién soy. I need to get out of this apartment. No me puedo quedar en esa casita de mariscal. I bet it would be difficult not to meet her again today. Lo primero, olvídate del metro. ¿Te acuerdas de la línea 4? I'll just go walking. One street, and two, and three, and again. Porte. I need a drink. Anything but a grappa. I enter the next Mexican bar. Una margarita por de ayudar.
Julia. Julia.
I look around and feel trapped. Aquí están. Por todas partes. En la pared, en la televisión, en el menú. Marta, Raúl, la Santa. Hasta Enrique Guzmán me las está escupiendo por los altavoces. Una y dos y tres. Bien untada con nata doble. I fear that another one may come upon TV. I don't want to eat, pray or love. I have to go. Doy un portazo y me voy corriendo hasta el mar, cerrando los ojos para no ver los carteles de los suyos. Finally, nothing but the horizon. This thin, quiet line. But something goes wrong. A strange feeling of anxiety seizes me. I play the Pink Floyd song in my head. Where is she? La del mar. La hermana de Don Carlos que se desliza con gracia pese a su carga. Perhaps I'll speak to one of them tomorrow.